concert. Here are Alistair Hewlett and Dave Swarbrick.
Thank you, and it's lovely to hear you in such fine voice. Well, singing a Scottish ballad, that doesn't necessarily mean a slow song. In folk terminology, you can have slow ballads and fast ballads. This is a medium tempo ballad. They're story songs, and some of them can be very, very long. There's some that can be up to anything like 100 verses. Lasts for a whole hour. Be relieved to hear that this is not one of them. I haven't got much coming through this guitar here. It's lovely, and this mic's on mute. These were long story songs that the folk of Scotland and England, Ireland, and many parts of Europe used to sing to each other on long winter nights before the widespread availability of modern diversions such as the wireless and the gramophone. And this particular story, it actually happened in 1659, 13 months after their wedding. The 10th Earl of Errol, Gilbert Hay, and his wife Kate Carnegie were involved in a dispute that ended up in a court of law in Edinburgh. Cause of the dispute was the fact that Kate's father had not paid a sum of money to the Earl of Errol, known as Tocher. In those days it was customary for the bride's father to pay money to the bridegroom. It was called Tocher. 13 months after the wedding it had still not been paid, so the Earl decides he's going to sue Kate's father for his land. And in the ensuing court case, Kate Carnegie testified that there was no reason for the Earl of Errol to be paid a penny. Being impotent, he had failed to consummate the marriage. So outraged was this by the Earl of Errol that he hired the services of a milkmaid to have sex with him in the presence of 15 lords of the realm. This actually happened. All of whom signed a written affidavit that the Earl of Errol was in fact a sex god. Kate was sent home to her father. Chorus goes, with a rant and oat and a dant and oat, a cordon as you ken, the thing they cry, the dant and oat, Lady Errol lies her lane. For a translation of the chorus, you'll need to buy the CD.
Kisses used to take my breath away. There's a man in my bed, I hardly know him. I wipe his face and hold his hand and watch him as he slowly fades away. And he fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey. He fades away, like the blood stains on the pillowcase that I wash every day. He fades away. There's a man in my bed, he's on a pension, although he's only 50 years of age. The lawyer says we might get compensation in the course of due procedure, but he wouldn't say for certain at this stage. And he fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey. He fades away, like the blood stains on the pillowcase that I wash every day. He fades away, and he's not the only one who made the trip so many years ago to work the wet new mine. So many young men old before their time and dying slow, they fade away. Wheezing bag of bones with lungs half clogged and filled with clay, they fade away. There's a man in my bed, they never told him the cost of bringing home his weekly pay. When the courts decide how much they owe him, how will he spend his money when he lies in bed and coughs his life away? And he fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey, he fades away. Like the blood stains on the pillowcase that I wash every day, he fades away. Not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey, he fades away. Like the blood stains on the pillowcase that I wash every day, he fades away. Western, I've been south of the border, seldom sober, often drunk, sometimes out of order. Sometimes up in brutal love, and sometimes up in trading. But when it's time to cop my wash, then I've cocked up and faded. As warm and a light in the morning sun, my drinking days were over. That very night I was back in town, following the ways of a rover. When we toast for old lang syne, friends absent or departed, I'll drink to my ain true love, though she was fickle-hearted. And lay me down with another girl, with a hateful wine and brandy. Who gives a shite for the cuddy stool? It's hey for Hop McGandy. As warm and a light in the morning sun, my drinking days were over. That very night I was back in town, following the ways of a rover. Call it my vocation. I hate your Christian morals with your rules and regulations. Through the smoke of innocence, like queens will reel and spin. Not in the gorgeous avenue, you call the path for sin. When as warm and a light in the morning sun, my drinking days were over. That very night I was back in town, following the ways of a rover. And as warm and a light in the morning sun, my drinking days were over. That very night I was back in town, I was following the ways of a rover.
I'll sing you an Irish song. This song was written in the 18th century by a wonderful Irish poet called Calb Wee MacTulla Gunn.
Might have well have seen his bones lying strewn on the naked stone where he lived all alone, like the hermit monk. Oh, Unbonnenbwee, I pity your lot. Though they say that a sot like myself is cast, I was sober a while, but I will drink and be wise, for I fear I may die
and the end of thirst. It's not for the common bird that I mourn, for the blackbird, the corncrake, or the crane. But the bonnie that is shy and apart and drinks from the marsh where the lone bog drains. If I'd have known you were near your death, while my breath held out, I'd have run to you. Till a splash in the lake, all the son of the bard, your soul would have stirred back to life anew. To drink no more, or my life wouldn't be over in a little while. But it's the taste of the whiskey that gives me health and strength and will lengthen my road by many a mile. You can see how the bark the long smooth neck, he might catch his death from the thirst at last. So come song of my soul and fill your glass, for you'll get no more sup when this life is past. On a winter in Ireland I constant times recall a bittern who calls from a wineless place and tells me that hither he cannot come till the summer is here and the sunny day. When he crosses the stream there and wings over the sea, then the thought comes to me he may fail in his flight. Now the milk and the ale, they are drunk every drop, and the dram it won't stop our thirst this night.
Just outside of Sydney, in the outer suburbs of Sydney, in a place called Villawood, there's a detention centre. I went out there with a group of comrades, activists. We went out there to protest. This was about 3 or 4 years ago. Went out to protest the incarceration of the so-called boat people. Seems that the Labour government of the day was so terrified that a few Asian people, a few hundred Asian people in leaky boats who had made their escape from particularly repressive regimes and arrived here in Australia. This seemed to so terrify the government that they felt compelled to lock them up. Unfortunately, 4 years later, many of them are still there. They don't even get to read newspapers in their own language. Everything is done to make life as unpleasant as it can possibly be made so that they will eventually agree to be sent back home again. Then, quite recently, about 2 years ago, a group of them were in fact taken from their beds in the middle of the night and handcuffed, and chains were put around their legs, and they were physically taken onto aircraft for repatriation. And subsequent reports have revealed that many of these people have since suffered human rights violations. This is a song called Behind Barbed Wire. Back in the vice of reality, a curious blend of boredom and tension, fueled by relentless uncertainty. We watch our children grow, they ask if they can go outside to play. We always answer no, maybe in a month or so, but not today. Behind barbed wire, her days turn slowly into months, then months to years. All things conspire to grind us down till we grow weary being here. Time goes blindly marching on while we stand and wait, gazing at democracy from behind the padlock gate. Then we retire behind barbed wire, a candle flickers in the night, then disappears. Sometimes at night I lie there awake, trying to fathom what sparked this insanity. Why are we locked up like rats in a cage and treated like dregs of humanity? We learned our lesson well. You bombed us into hell and made hell freeze. Now the same self-serving crew say we're jumpers of the queue, not refugees. Behind barbed wire, we watch your city lights spread out like a sea of stars. Behind barbed wire, you call us aliens as if we came from Mars. Borders drawn to keep us out of here and over there, while capital unfettered chases profits everywhere. And we retire behind barbed wire. Men and women just like you is all we are. The walls and the wires of the camp, where they lock up our hopes and chain our dreams. Are the government's approval stamp, when the hostel burns and the migrant screams and the thugs take to the streets legitimized, spreading the hatred that breeds in the squalor of slums. March to the drum, live under the thumb. Behind barbed wire, we take the blame for what your system can't provide. Behind barbed wire, used like a curtain to conceal the class divide. The common threat that binds a nation and maintains the status quo, protecting power and privilege at the expense of those below. When we retire behind barbed wire, another fence goes up around the ones outside.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and just like to say thank you to you all for coming to see us tonight. We'll play one more song and you can all toddle off home to your beds. I think this is one that you probably know. Sing along with us, please. This way. One, two, three, one, two.
You came to this country in beggars and chains, outlaws and rebels, with numbers for names, on the triangle were beaten and maimed, bloodstained the soil of Australia. Dukies and duchesses, flash lads and whores, knew what their plantations and polished their floors, lived in their shadow and died in their wars, bloodstained the soil of Australia. Does it quicken your heartbeat to see tar and concrete cover the tracks of the old blood ray? Have you grown so heartless to christen it progress when the swaggies have all waltzed Matilda away? From your own native home, hardship and poverty caused you to roam, over the bracken and over the foam, bloodstained the soil of Australia. Then in the fever for fortune and fame, you caused the poor blacks to suffer the same, imprisoned on missions or hunted for game, bloodstained the soil of Australia. Does it quicken your heartbeat to see tar and concrete cover the tracks of the old bullet ray? Have you grown so heartless to christen it progress when the swaggies have all waltzed Matilda away? It's 200 years since she came to this land, betrayed by the girl with a black velvet band. Still to this day you don't understand, bloodstained the soil of Australia. Coorie and white, old Australian and new, brothers and sisters of every hue, the future is ours, take the wealth from the few, the red flag in Australia. Let it quicken your heartbeat, the road's at your own feet. Travel it lightly and travel it well, and don't speak of success but christen it progress till the swaggies can all waltz Matilda as well. Success, but to resent it progress, though the swaggies can all waltz Matilda as well.
And we've just been listening to the talents of Alistair Hewlett and Dave Swarbrick, featured in Sunday Concert, and they were performing at The Basement in Sydney, and that CD that they were talking about during the concert, and also performing some songs.
2, 3, 4.
Mortal here.
he's got a bonny place, it stands on yonder plain. But the bad report this lady's made, the Terrell's no a man. Way the rantin' out and the dantin' out, and according as she can. For the thing they cry, the dantin' out, Lady Errol lies her lane. As sure's your name's Kitty Carnegie, and mine is Gibby Hay. I'll mak your feather sell his land, your talker party pay out. They mak my feather sell his land, would that no be a sin? They gave it to a feckless lord that can't get the sun. Way the rantin' out and the dantin' out, and according as she can. For the thing they cry, the dantin' out, Lady Errol lies her lane. So smuts I wash my petticoat and hang it on a dyke. What needs they call me Errol's wife when a gang's a maiden like? And what needs to wash my apron and hang it on a pin? For lang will I gae button ben ere I hear the bairnies gern. Way the rantin' out and the dantin' out, and according as she can. For the thing they cry, the dantin' out, Lady Errol lies her lane. So she's awa the Edinburgh toon, for they cry the law. And Errol's followed after her, his manhood for the show. But out and spak her sister, whose name was Lady Jane. Had I been Lady Errol, I'd ne'er shamed mine good man. Way the rantin' out and the dantin' out, and according as she can. For the thing they cry, the dantin' out, Lady Errol lies her lane. Take it, swarm. Got it in his will to choose a mate himself, and he has stayed a country lass, come in her milky cell. Oh, look up, my will for lass, look up, and think me shame. I'll give to ye £500 if you'll bear me a son. Way the rantin' out and the dantin' out, and according as she can. For the thing they cry, the dantin' out, Lady Errol lies her lane. So they were in tea bed laid, and all the lairds looked on, and all the 15 bowed and swore Lord Errol's proved a man. Way the rantin' out and the dantin' out, and according as she can. For the thing they cry, the dantin' out, Lady Errol lies her lane. Take it. This piggy in the room 3/4 o' a year, and when 3/4 they were past, the braw young son you should bear. All oh, look up, my well for last, look up, and think they shame. I'll mak you Lady Errol, I and Kate shall be sent him. Way the rantin' out and the dantin' out, and according as you can. For the thing they cry, the dantin' out, Lady Errol lies her lane. There was no a boy in all the tune, but the piggy gave a ring. There was no a boy in all the tune, but on Katie had a song. Way the rantin' out and the dantin' out, and according as she can. For the thing they cry, the dantin' out, Lady Errol lies her lane. Tak him your Dr. Carnegie, and sit her in the glen. For Errol can he please her, no nor any o' his men. Way the rantin' out and the dantin' out, and according as she can. For the thing they cry, the dantin' out, Lady Errol lies her lane. Play it out.
Dave Swarbrick is going to play you a few tunes on the fiddle.
Thank you, thank you. I'll play you a couple of tunes in 3/4, and then if I've got the wind, I'll play you a reel. The first one comes from the island of Unst, which is the most northern of the Shetland Isles, and it's called the Bride's March, or the Wedding March from Unst. And I got this tune from the customs officer at Unst Airport. It's pretty good. The next one is a retreat march, and It's called The True Lover's Lament. And it's always struck me as odd that a retreat march should be in 3/4 time. That's waltz time, you know. It conjures up a pretty picture. It doesn't sound like waltz time, though. It sounds like 2/4, because it depends where you start in the bar. And doesn't it always?
I'll sing you a couple of songs on my own. Just recently we re-released a CD that I recorded back in 1991 with the assistance again of the ABC, who have been really good to me, and I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank them for so much assistance I've had over my time here in Australia from ABC Radio. This is a song off that first album. The album's called Dance of the Underclass, and it's a song about the trials and tribulations of growing up in Scotland and receiving a Scottish education, which is a very peculiar creature indeed. It's a sort of mixture of rote learning reinforced by abject terror. It's completely inconsequential as to if you actually understand the information that's been thumped into you, so long as you can rehearse it. You can still to this day remember, as my heart, it was in my mouth, as a teacher would look at you and go, Hewlett. You'd rise trembling to your feet. She'd say, define geography. Geography is the study of man and his environment, and especially of the influence which environment has upon the life of man. Geography demands, therefore, a twofold study, miss. Sit down. I still remember it to this day. I haven't got the faintest idea what it means. But at the same time as you're getting all this stuff thumped into you, you also got a massive dose of Scottish nationalism as well. We're told that we're a nation of warriors who live in the glens, throwing enormous logs to each other. Wearing kilts in the middle of winter with no underpants on. It's a load of old rubbish. At the same time as you're getting all this nationalism, you get a fair dose of sectarianism as well. You know, like if you're a Catholic, you're meant to hate Protestants, and if you're a Protestant, vice versa, you've got to hate Catholics. And in Glasgow, where I lived, it was customary for the Catholics to refer to the Protestants as proddy dogs. And for their part, the proddy dogs referred to the Catholics as papes. And I could never really reconcile the nation of warriors with hating my neighbour down the street.
wrote this song about it. It's called Among Proddy Dogs and Papes.
As a child I was raised on salted oats and tales of the savage past. I learned to love the drifting rain and winter's icy blast. And all day long on the holy isle, far out in Lamlash Bay, I walked the hills in creaking shoes where the bones of the old ones lay. And at night the head of Wallace bled on solemn floral drapes. Sing. And the flower of Scotland bloomed again among proddy dogs and papes. I was taught in school how Britannia's rule was forced on the Scots of old. Bought and sold by a parcel of rogues for a handful of English gold. Till her fate was sealed on Culloden Field when the blood of the clans ran down through the twisted sea of history to the streets of Glasgow town, where at night the head of Wallace bled on solemn floral drapes. And the flower of Scotland bloomed again among proddy dogs and papes. On the long summer nights when the northern lights from the sky like acetylene, the prods and pikes they fought on the dykes that ran round the housing scheme. With sticks and stones we broke our bones for the sake of the good old cause that has kept our country bound and chained and under English laws. And at night the head of Wallace bled on solemn floral drapes. And the flower of Scotland bloomed again among proddy dogs and papes. And the old men lilt how the blood was spilt on the banks of the River Boyne. 300 years of hate and fear, clutched like a miser's coin. And the Tybrook's and the Parkhead too, on the first day of the year. See full-grown men drag it all out again, while the fans on the terraces cheer. And at night the head of Wallace bled on solemn floral drapes. And the flower of Scotland bloomed again among proddy dogs and papes. And at night the head of Wallace bled on solemn floral drapes. And the flower of Scotland bloomed again among proddy dogs and
When Lang Hancock was looking for workers for his blue asbestos mine in Whittenham, he was finding it very difficult to get takers. So what Lang Hancock did was he placed adverts in newspapers all across Europe, advertising a cheap assisted passage over to Whittenham. All you had to do was agree to work there for 2 years in this wonderful workers' paradise. And quite a few signed up. And most of those are now dead or dying from a lung condition known as asbestosis. This is a song about it. It's called Blue Murder.
Australia, leave the old come down behind, be a winner, not a failure. ya, there's money to be made in the Whitney mine. Day in, day out, every day they drive us harder. Day in, day out, they're getting away with Bloomberga. They took me to my quarters, a stinking bed in an old tin shed. I got my work in orders with a lamp and a tin hat on my head. Day in, day out, every day they drive us harder. Day in, day out, they're getting away with Bloomberga. She's a cook and cleaner. She works all day in the canteen hall. 6 days since I've seen her, some don't have no girl at all. Day in, day out, every day they drive us harder. Day in, day out, they're getting away with Bloomberga. Fine blue dust up, she tips it into an old roll pack. Never had a check up, if she did she'd get the sack. Day in, day out, every day they drive us harder. Day in, day out, they're getting away with Bloomberga. I feel my health is failing. I work all day in the killer dust. My kids play in the tailings. The boss says work and work I must. Day in, day out, every day they drive us harder. Day in, day out, they're getting away with Bloomberga.
Something else on the same subject, but this time it's not written from the point of view of a worker in the mine. It's written from the point of view of his wife, who has to look after him after Hancock's finished with him. A song called He Fades Away.